The Tampa Bay Storm leveled their record to 3-3 on Saturday night when they knocked off the Jacksonville Sharks 63-28 in front of 11,124 fans at the Amalie Arena. Things didn't look great from the get-go for the Storm, though. They were stopped on downs on their first drive of the game, just the second time that Jacksonville picked up a stop on a fourth down this season. From there, Tommy Grady started his assault, throwing a 40-yard pass to Tiger Jones to give the Sharks a 7-0 lead. A DeMarcus Robinson interception would give Jacksonville a quick two-stop edge, but the second quarter turned out to be a complete dud for the Sharks. Grady was picked off to start the second stanza by Alfred Phillips, which started a huge Tampa Bay run through the whole quarter and really the rest of the game. Jason Boltis, who completed just 7 of 18 passes in the first quarter, kicked off the second by going 5-for-5 on the Storm's first drive, one which ended with a Jarvis Williams touchdown to level the score. Joe Hills then extended his streak of consecutive regular season games with a touchdown to 40, and overall including the playoffs to 41 late in the second quarter to give Jacksonville a 14-7 edge. That catch for Hills, the touchdown catch for Hills, rather, tied him for the fourth longest streak with a touchdown in league history, tying him with Eddie Brown. It's also the longest active streak in the league. The Storm countered that score with a 38-yard bomb to T.T. Tolliver to tie up the score, and from there, James Hale recovered a ball off the net to the end zone to give Tampa its first lead at 21-14 at the one-minute warning. But Harrell's big first half was just beginning. He picked off Grady on the ensuing drive to give the Storm control of this game. After the play, Rick J. Hill and Joe Hills were both ejected for throwing punches, and the Jacksonville offense absolutely never recovered. The Storm capitalized on the interception to score on the last play of the half, as Boltis found Tolliver in the back of the end zone to give the host control of the game once and for all. The second half began with a dud for the Sharks as well. Jacksonville marched 9 plays and 38 yards, only to go out on downs. The game was effectively over at that point, as the Storm scored the next 14 points from there to go up 42-14. The Sharks did rally back to get within 21, but the Storm scored twice more in the fourth without an answer to go up 56-21. The teams exchanged meaningless touchdowns late in the game to make the final score 63-28. The Storm defense, a unit which seems to be improving each and every week, was the key, something which has been in the works for Dexter Jackson and the crew.
Man, because we never get the big head. We keep going out and practice trying to get better because every game everybody's making mistakes. So we keep trying to improve every week. And we got a great group of guys that push each other. The DBs push the D-line and we push the secondary. And we just coming together, man, gelling, man, and just keep continuing to work hard.
It was a banner night for Tolliver. He had 9 catches for 96 yards and 4 touchdowns, moving him within 12 yards of Barry Wagner for third all-time in receiving yards and 31 of Chris Jackson for second. Boltis threw for 240 yards and 6 scores for the Storm, and he also had a fourth-quarter rushing touchdown. It was a tough night for Grady and the Sharks, though. After he completed his first 2 passes, Grady finished just 20 of 36 for 235 yards with 3 touchdowns and 2 INTs. Jerron Harvey led the way for the Sharks receivers with 10 catches for 104 yards. Jones had 8 receptions for 122 yards and 2 TDs, and in the process, he moved into 9th place all-time in league history in receptions with 847. He also reached 6th place in league history in receiving yards, passing Tampa Bay's coach Lawrence Samuels. Jones now has 847 receptions, 11,890 yards, and 245 touchdowns in his career, making him second to Tolliver in all receiving stats among active players. The Storm are now 3-3, and by virtue of Orlando's loss to Cleveland earlier in the night, move into a tie for first place in the Southern Division. Jacksonville dropped to 1-5, 2 games back. The loss was tied for the second worst defeat in Sharks history. Last season, they were beaten by Cleveland 62-20. Tampa Bay's 35-point win was its biggest since 2010, a 78-39 win over the Bossier Shreveport Battle Wings. That year, the Storm went on to the Arena Bowl and lost to Spokane. Storm are off next week and head to Orlando for the War on I-4 with the Predators in Week 7. Jacksonville will visit Cleveland next week. With an Arena Fan Final, I'm Adam Markowitz signing off from Tampa, where the Tampa Bay Storm defeated the Jacksonville Sharks 63-28.